Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Division Philly, 106.7 The Fan. So let's go to the BetQL guest line. And presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. So we go to the guest line. Let's go to New York and talk to our friend Peter Rosenberg from at Rosenberg Radio. What's up, Peter? How you doing, man?
B, Mitch. I'm all right.
Well, I can hear in your voice you're not. Your friend, your little buddy going to, he left us and he's on his way to Alabama to check out the Texas game.
And oh, wow. Good for him. He's going to check out something entertaining and maybe good.
Yeah, he's not going through the regular airport. He's going to Signature.
Is he flying a PJ?
He flying a PJ.
Oh, JT on a PJ?
He said, what kind of advice you have for me? I say, act like you've been there.
That's all you can do. I don't know. I've never been there, but that's what I'm guessing I would try to do.
Yeah, so you know, I'm in Vegas, and he's on his way to Alabama. Good trade-off, I guess.
You guys are living the life. God.
Hey, believe me, a lot of comps. No money, comps. But so we're looking at a football team now, Peter. This football team is sitting at 1-3. They're playing the Tennessee Titans this weekend, and then on Thursday they have to come back and play the Bears. We were asking the question earlier, widespread panic, basically. Isn't that a concert? A group or something?
It's a group. That's a group. That's a very popular group, yeah.
If they were to lose both of these games, what would that widespread panic look like in your mindset?
If they go to 1-5 after losing these two, I guess I'd basically be ready to – I honestly, I would emotionally be – I would keep watching because I'm disturbed and continue to torture myself. But with any real rationale, I would be done with the season.
Yeah.
It's because of how they've played. Like, you know, there have been seasons where they're 1-5, and I'm like, oh, man, we could easily be 3-3 or 4-2. It just hasn't, you know, bounced our way. But this team, they really look hapless in so many ways. And to me, there was no reason. Last week, the defense did enough to keep our offense certainly in a situation where they could win that game.
Yeah.
And listen, I know the Cowboys defense is great. It absolutely is. But still, it's just really disappointing. And then of course, you know, you wanted to go 2-0 in the first two. We didn't even do that. We split that. So if you then drop these two, which are two of the easier games in this part of the schedule, where are you getting your wins from? You got to get the wins here. That would be it. This would be a game you really – it's a must-win. I mean, it's a very early must-win for this football team.
Look, Peter, me and JP, we have a text thread together. I also have a text thread with Steve Sands, who's a huge fan as well. And the people don't need to know what we say. But I can tell the frustration level has gone 175 miles per hour. Real quick. And we had a caller just called for Bleep You Thursdays, and Trish, she was mad at the beat writers, and she called out JP for saying that they should tell them the truth because they knew how the team was bad when they saw it, but they kept telling us how good the team was. Where is this team compared to what you thought it was going to be based off of what we were hearing early on?
Well, I remember talking to you guys in the off season and saying, like, I don't know how to say what this team is because I have no idea what Carson Wentz is. And listen, I saw a quote earlier today, you know, from Terry saying that this is not all on Carson, and it's not.
Yeah.
But B. Mitch, man, you've covered enough football to know we play in a league now where you might be able to survive with an average quarterback. Like, you could be Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee and go deep in the playoffs if you have the best running back in football and a fantastic defense. Okay. But unless you're built that way, you know, it's just to do it without the quarterback is an impossibility. And so while it's not all on Carson, I don't feel he's given us a chance to win. And I know he hasn't had a ton of time, but the bottom line is, B-Mitch, I was trying to remember from Sunday, besides the touchdown to Dotson, did he have a good throw? Like, was there really a good throw all day long? It's just, it's not enough to win football games. I would feel better having Daniel Jones as my starter at this moment than I would Carson Wentz.
Wow. Yeah, and I think when people hear that, they always go, well, man. But for me, when a guy is a first-round draft pick, I judge him differently than I judge a seventh-round draft pick. When a guy has been in the league 7 years, I judge him a lot more harshly than I do a guy that's been in the league 1 or 2 years. When a guy signed a $100-something million contract, I judge him more harshly. When my coach comes in and tells me that this is the quarterback we wanted, he's our guy, I don't want my coach telling me that, you know what, he's in a new offense now and it's stuff he don't know. If you're in your 7th year in the NFL, you know how to play NFL football. So no excuses are necessary. And where I'm at right now with this is that I think that they coddle and baby him too much. Because
– Well, it's interesting, because that sort of brings up what I brought up last week, B. Mitch, was like, do you ever consider going to Taylor or the kid? Like, or are you now, because you gave him $20 million and we know that he's fragile – how long are you stuck with this experiment? Like, why would you not want to see what Howell has at some point? Why would you not want to see if Heinicke can give you a better shot in a game where you're down? So to your point, if you get to another game where at halftime he's completely ineffective and they're incapable of being like, hey, bro, you'll be back next week, but you got to sit this second half. If they can't do that, that's how you treat a guy who's your future. They have no reason to believe this guy's their future. So if he's not doing well for you, you got to sit him down.
Yeah. And see, based off of some things I've heard, I don't think they want Howell to have a chance because it troubles him. And if they ever go to Taylor, knowing how much so many fans love Taylor.
That's scary too.
I think he is done. And this is where I'm at with this right now. My quarterback has to be the strongest-willed dude on my team. My quarterback can't be a weak-minded, weak-mentally guy. He can't be that. And if that's where he's at, because I've heard stuff from Philly where the moment Jalen Hurts was drafted, he was shook. Listen to me, if Odyssey was paying me $10 million a year, and they hired anybody in the world, I don't give a damn because they paid me $10 million a year. You get what I'm saying? I feel if you're going to take mine, you're going to take mine, but I damn sure ain't going to fold and give it to you. And that's what I see in him a little bit. I see a guy who's afraid of true competition but wants to be praised as the guy.
And he just simply hasn't done enough. And I'm sure it's hard for him. Because I distinctly remember 2017 in Philly, before he got hurt, I remember feeling like, oh, my God, Philly got a generational quarterback.
Exactly. Wow. I thought the same thing.
I thought the exact same thing. He can run. He has one of the best arms I've ever seen. This guy is – but since then, I'm sure this is hard for him to reconcile because he still thinks of himself as that dude, which I understand. You've been great your whole life. I get it. He still believes he's the guy who's always been great. But the reality is you're a guy who two teams in a row didn't want. And right now people are giving you a chance, but you have to show something now or it's over. You could be a backup, but you will never start again if he doesn't get this right. And frankly, it is not the job of this franchise. I look at the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees will not commit yet to Aaron Judge.
One of the best players in the game.
Because they don't know what he's asking for, and because they respect themselves as an organization, and even though it would be hard and fans would be upset, if he demands something that would set this team back, they won't give him a deal. We have people who we don't even know if they deserve a deal, and we treat them like they're Aaron Judge. And Carson Wentz is no Aaron Judge.
I ask you this question. If this season keeps going like it is, this roller coaster ride, how can they sell Carson Wentz to the fan base moving forward? See, Carson Wentz comes in with a $28 million contract, and that's the money people get paid in the NFL. Cool. But the fans judge you based off of the amount of money you're getting paid. You think they could sell him for a second year if this season ends like it's been going?
No, I truly don't think they would. I mean, even us, I don't think they would. They could try. And frankly, listen, if this season goes the way it's going, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to say it. I don't know what you guys have said this week. If they don't come out prepared to play a first half of football again, when does the Ron Rivera experiment start to get old? Because
I think in the eyes of a lot of fans, it's already old.
Because I'm sitting here, and I respect Ron Rivera. I really do. But when a team isn't prepared in must-win important situations, when they look completely outmanned, and I think with the stat that was going around was something like, we've been down in the first half in 33 of 38 of his games or something. If you're never ready to play, who am I supposed to blame if not the head coach?
Listen, you got to blame the coach. But this is my saying, Peter. I like a lot of people because they're good people. Don't mean I got to like you as my coach, as my quarterback, as my anything else. See, a lot of people in this town and a lot of people in the world, media people, we normally give the person we like the benefit of the doubt. But as a former player, I got used to liking the dude but wanting him to cut his ass, okay? Because he can't help us win. But if I like him, we friends, that way you need to be gone, dude, because you ain't going to help me make no money. And guess what? I could call you on the phone.
That's right.
And that's where I met. That's where I met with a lot of the nice people, whether players or coaches right now. That's where I'm at. I like you, but I don't like you enough to just let you get this money when you're not living up to the hype of what you're supposed to be doing.
No, I don't like you enough to tank a season for you.
There you go. And I think that's where it's at, though. So what do you think happened this week with the Tennessee Titans?
Call me a fool, but I think they're going to get this one. I said all of that, and now I say I think they'll get this one.
Hey, you know what I'm finding out, Peter? You have a little AS in you.
AS?
Asperger syndrome. Jeff Walker and J.P. Phillips. See, J.P. trying to act like Jeff got it. J.P. got a lot of it, too.
Listen, I just feel – listen, Carson – is going to give you the Carson Wentz experience. Is some weeks he's great, other weeks more often than not he's not. I imagine he's due for a decent week this week, and I think Tennessee is a beatable football team. So I'll give us this one. And listen, I'll call it an early Christmas miracle if we get through next Thursday at 3-3.
All right. So this is the headline in DC. The hip hop mogul Peter Rosenberg said Washington is going to win the game this week because Carson Wentz is going to have a great game.
That's it.
You know somebody about to post that and tweet it. All right, Peter, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
Peace, D-Mitch.
All right. Take a quick break here. We get back. We got to get some bets. I don't know what I bet on yesterday, and I don't know if I did anything, but, hey, I may be sucking just like Jeff. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.